I'm Marco Werman with The World. I recently saw a film that really impressed me. It's called Duktar. It's a thriller from Pakistan in which a woman in the tribal north of the country flees with her 10-year-old daughter because the girl has been promised to a warlord as a child bride. Afia Nathaniel wrote and directed Duktar. She was inspired by real-life events to write the film.
The story really began as an idea inspired by a true story of a mother from the tribal region of Pakistan who kidnaps her two young daughters and makes a run for the road. This image got stuck in my mind of this mother fleeing with her child, and what would make an illiterate woman in the middle of a small village, a deeply conservative part of the country, do that? And I found myself writing a road trip thriller of a mother and daughter on the run.
Alareki, the mother, really trusts no one, and for good reason, and no one's really going to help her flee the warlord. But a truck driver named Sahel does kind of end up helping her and Zainab. Just describe, first of all, I love his truck. It's just amazing. Describe it for our listeners. He refers to his truck as his queen.
Yes. So in Pakistan, you know, the truck drivers are very colorful characters. And each truck that they drive, it's a kind of representation of who they are. So they kind of embellish their truck with a lot of love, a lot of art, colorful decorations. And this particular truck driver in the film, he's a man with a secret past as well, and
right,
and a romantic as well. So his truck, it's garish, it's big, there's lots of romantic poetry written on the sides of the truck. So that's just him, you know.
His own backstory is pretty intense, a former mujahid, and he quit the war. Have you met anyone like him who has this nuanced view of the world he lives in?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this backstory is based on an actual truck driver story that I heard. You know, he was trained in the Mujahideen camps, but he chose to leave that life voluntarily. And that was very important for me to show a character like that in the film. We often tend to hear only one kind of story, you know, of people who went for training camps and then were sort of there only for the war. But this man chose to leave that life of war for love. And that was important, you know, to show that.
Right. And he evolves in the course of the film, too. At first, he doesn't want to help Zainab and her mother. Do you think men in Pakistan, in these tribal areas, can come to understand just how insane the practice of marrying off girls younger than 13 really is?
In Pakistan alone, one in every five girls under the age of 18 can be married off as a child bride. So it's a pretty stark statistic. And if you look at other countries around the world, almost 15 million girls lose their childhood to marriage. That's a staggering number. Mm. So for me, it was not just, you know, one country or one part of the country. It was important to break the silence on this issue all around the world.
And interestingly, I mean, the fact that your film revolves around this idea of child marriage, it's not preachy about it. Duktar plays like a thriller. Do you think that can convey the message about child marriage to a wider audience?
We saw the issue of child marriage become more visible in the media right after the film came out, which is exactly what we wanted. And there's been a new piece of legislation in the country that has actually raised the age of marriage for girls from 16 to 18. That's a leap forward. And I think films like this, which help break the silence, are very instrumental, not just in terms of entertainment, but also for its advocacy.
Mm. Afia, I know you grew up in Lahore in Pakistan. How did you decide you wanted to become a director?
I was trained as a computer scientist. There were no film schools there. But I was always a writer. I loved telling stories, and I was bursting to tell them. So once I finished my training as a scientist, I went into advertising and learned how to write and tell stories for television, you know, for commercials. Eventually, I got admitted to an MFA in film here at Columbia University in New York, and that changed my life around. You know, I was finally in New York. I was finally doing what I loved doing. And there's been no looking back, you know, since then.
Writer and director Afia Nathaniel, her film Duktar, a quiet but really gripping thriller, is out in theaters this October. Afia, thank you very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you for having me.